This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:37. You're listening to the evening edition with Lynn and Hezril. It's time now for our market wrap. And this one is a story that I really like already. We are joined, as always, by Sabrina Magdalene of our news desk for this, of course. And bookstores in New York City have boarded up their storefronts to look like Amazon cardboard delivery boxes in an advertising campaign against the retailer. Sabrina, what's happening?
So the American Booksellers Association launched this campaign called Boxed Out to raise awareness on the struggles of indie bookstores. And it's not just because of the COVID-19 pandemic. It's also the fact that their businesses have been affected by Amazon. So hundreds of bookstores have also kind of trolled the company with bold statements that were displayed on their windows. There's one that says, "Books curated by real people, not a creepy algorithm."
So, yeah. I love that.
So this campaign actually coincides with Amazon Prime Day, when the company offers special deals to its members. So a recent report found that Amazon handles more than 80% of all ebook sales, as well as more than 50% of print books in the US. So the ABA says that the stakes are the highest they've ever been for some 2,500 bookstores across the country. In fact, since the pandemic began, 35 bookstores belonging to the ABA had to shut their doors for good. And some 20% of independent bookstores are under threat of closure. The campaign will be ongoing to also remind customers how important it is to support their independent bookstores, especially during this fourth quarter, because that's when small businesses depend on their sales from the holidays.
And this, I don't know, I just wanted to know, where do you guys buy your books, at the moment? Because I don't tend to buy online. I try to buy from independent bookstores or at least order from them. But I totally get that sometimes, you know, convenience or price is a huge thing when it comes to books.
Yeah, so price was a big thing for me. So I happened to go to university in New York, and I was one of those many students who depended on Amazon for my school books because there was so much, and their discounts really are good. But I guess I sort of feel bad that I didn't support more local bookstores. But these days I do go to Kino. Kino's my go-to.
Okay, actually, it's difficult for me to find books. If I know the title that I want, I usually go to Book Depository. Because the shipping is free,
and yes, it is.
Oh.
and I mean, you can get books worldwide. I think that to see those options, it excites me.
But speaking of local booksellers, right? There's also another concern in the U.S. that the pandemic may permanently change the way consumers shop, which has already been leaning towards e-commerce, like you touched on just now.
Yeah, so many bookstores actually do offer online or phone purchasing, just like Amazon. A bookstore owner says this actually isn't an anti-Amazon movement. I mean, there's a time and place when ordering on the site is necessary, and they don't want to shame customers or make them feel guilty about shopping on Amazon. So the bookstores only want the public to think about what they're doing, and understand that buying from Amazon can be damaging to small businesses. The campaign is also to start a conversation around the value of bookstores to their communities. Aside from that, local independent stores have actually reinvented themselves during the pandemic. Mailing books to customers used to be a small revenue stream for most shops, but now it can be more than half of a store's income. So curbside pickup have also become commonplace. So they've been trying their best to survive, but they are now coming out a little strongly to make a statement, that especially since more than one independent bookstore has closed each week since the pandemic began. Even in Malaysia, several bookstores have actually closed, but some are trying to survive, finding ways to be innovative to reach out to their readers. Like, I read this story about how six independent bookstores in the Klang Valley in September, they launched a Merdeka campaign. It's similar to the Amazing Race. It's actually called the Stamp Hunting Quest. So all you had to do was collect a Merdeka library card at the starting point and get it stamped at all six indie bookstores which are across the Klang Valley, and you'll win something special from them.
That's clever.
Yeah, and they did this to establish a connection, between these independent bookstores. And with every visit and purchase, it will, somehow help these bookstores to sustain themselves during these tough times.
Interesting.
Yeah. I remember that campaign. It's lovely. And I think the thing also about actually going to the stores is that you end up talking to more often than not you end up talking to, if not other customers, then the owners of the store. And that's the kind of connection that I think local independent booksellers can really give you. But yeah, I mean, where do you guys buy your books? You can tell us. Are you going online? If you are, why? Or, you know, do you continue to seek out bookshops? You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Moving on to Bursa, FGV Holdings Berhad shares rallied today, and this was after reports of a buying interest.
Yes, so FGV Holdings has received buying interest from prospective Land Malaysia Sdn Bhd, which is wholly owned by tycoon Tan Sri Syed Mokhtar Al-Bukhari. So FGV, in its filing with Bursa, says PLSB intends to combine its plantation assets with FGV in exchange for shares. The filing actually also says that PLSB will potentially become the single largest shareholder in FGV if the transaction goes through. Hong Leong Investment Bank Research says this latest development could trigger a mandatory general offer, and it added that shareholders' approval will be required in an EGM. So at the close today, FGV Holdings was up 3.7% at RM1.11.
Sabrina, thank you so much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.